Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Go inside and see for yourself.
Yeah, okay.
She stuck it in a picture frame above the counter. You can't miss it.
Right, I'll go and have a look. I'll see you both.
Oh, it is a nice photo, though. You can't blame Susan for being proud.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, it's not often you get to appear on the front of the Echo standing near royalty.
Yeah, Clary's a bit miffed, mind.
Oh.
Well, she's in that photo too. Mm-hmm. You just can't see her because Susan's waving her Union Jack in her face.
No.
You can just make out a bit of her arm.
Well, did you hear about Linda and her bike? Apparently the chain came off.
That's right.
Oh, so you do know.
Yeah, me and Kenton were there just after it happened.
Oh, I see. Well, Linda couldn't stop telling me all about it and how the Duchess of Cornwall spotted her in her predicament, how affected by her plight she was. Oh, Linda made it sound as though she practically got out of the car to help.
Well, I ain't so sure about that, Jennifer.
No.
She just gave her a wave.
Mm. Then again, Ian was very impressed by how down-to-earth she seemed.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you know that Her Royal Highness spent quite a lot of time speaking with him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And Ian being Ian, of course, he's being very humble about it.
Right.
But we've all been teasing him. Oh, you never know, the palace might ask him to do the reception for William and Kate's wedding.
Oh!
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it'd certainly be a turn-up for the books.
Oh, wouldn't it just?
Yeah, about as unlikely as a Royal Highness helping Linda with her bicycle chain.
Oops, look at the time. We must get home. Brian's jetting off to Paris this afternoon.
Oh, is it for some kind of big agricultural show?
Yeah, that's right, SEMA. He's looking at equipment for the new market.
Yeah, Lillian mentioned something about it.
Well, he needs to leave for the airport soon. He won't be best pleased if I'm not there to see him off.
No. Hope he has a safe trip.
Thanks. Okay, take care. And I'll see you soon.
Yeah, ta-ra, Jennifer.
Oh, bye, Kenton.
Oh, bye.
You got enough to read there?
Oh, I know. The Sunday papers seem to get thicker every week.
Hey, you fancy a coffee to go with him?
Eh?
Oh, why don't you come back with me? We haven't spoken for a few days.
No, I can't.
Oh, we need to decide if we're going to get some dinner before this gig Wednesday.
Yeah, actually, Jolene, I was about to drop in on my mum.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, just to see how she is.
Of course.
Thanks for the offer, though.
No, that's fine. You do what you need to.
Yeah, cheers. Well, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Kenton, you could always pop in afterwards, I suppose. You know, when you've finished.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to see.
So, what are you going to do while I'm at the pub?
Well, I'm not sure. The kids could probably do with running off a bit of energy.
Yeah, it's not such a bad idea.
Well, maybe we'll go and take the dogs down to the country park.
Well, look, if you do, pop in on your way back. I don't expect it'll be very busy.
No.
It'd be nice to see you.
Yeah, okay.
Right then. Oh, Will?
Hmm?
I've been thinking, how long is it to your dad's birthday?
Well, I'm not sure.
3 weeks-ish?
I guess.
Well, we need to do something special. He's going to be 60 after all.
Well, have you spoken to Mum? I bet she's already got something in mind.
Yeah, but why does it always have to be up to her? Why can't we come up with something?
Like what?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Come on, it'd be nice if we did the organising for a change.
Yeah.
They do so much for us.
Well, no, you're right.
And you know your dad best. Get your thinking cap on, eh? What do you reckon he'd like to do?
Ah, there you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
I was beginning to wonder where you got to.
Oh, I got chatting to Kenton and Jolene. Oh, you ready to go?
Just about, I think. Ah, oh, good, yes. I did pack my phone charger.
You've got the adapter for it, haven't you?
Yes, I remember putting that in here.
And your passport?
In my jacket pocket.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, darling.
Just checking.
Right, then, that's everything.
And when are you meeting Debbie?
Well, her plane gets in before mine, so she should already be at the hotel.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. We're going to have dinner there together.
And what about Matt and Lillian?
Huh?
Well, haven't you spoken to them?
Yeah, well, all I know is that they're not on my flight and they're staying in another hotel close to the centre of town.
Well, you are going to have to spend some time with them, you know.
Well, we'll keep in touch by mobile. Although, actually, if I did forget my charger, that would at least give me an excuse.
Oh, Brian,
joking, joking. 3 days in Paris with Matt's what I've always wanted.
You'll have a wonderful time.
Rory!
Oh, it's just a shame you have to be away for half term.
Rory, I'm off now.
Give my love to Debbie, though, won't you?
Yeah, of course. Where's she got to?
Rory! Daddy's leaving! Come on, come and say goodbye.
Have we got any more prawn cocktail?
Sorry?
Well, there's only one packet left.
Really? Well, there might be a fresh box out the back.
Oh, don't worry. Jake or me will just have to make do with ready salted.
Are you sure, Nick?
Of course. I should learn to be less picky. Huh. I'll put the money in the till later, if that's okay.
Don't be daft. You don't have to pay for them.
Oh, but...
Oh, honestly, Nick. Business may not be great, but I can afford a couple of bags of crisps.
Oh, well, ta. That's really kind of you.
Oh, don't mention it.
Back in a bit.
Hello, Kenton.
Jolene.
Everything all right? I thought you was going to drop by.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Jill's okay, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. I'm back at Lo Loxley.
Oh.
Look, the reason I'm calling, it's about this gig on Wednesday.
Yeah, I spoke to me mate. He's leaving a couple of tickets for us on the door.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not going to be able to make it, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I need to be at Jack's that night.
Yeah, I see. Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah, I know. But like I say, I hadn't realised quite what the staffing arrangements were.
Well, maybe we could do something else then.
Hmm?
When you are free.
Yeah. Look, to be honest, Jolene, I've got a pretty manic week ahead of me. There's work, there's this place, and I'm still trying to support Elizabeth.
Yeah, sure.
I am sorry. Look, we'll speak soon, OK?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, whenever.
Yeah, I better go. You look after yourself.
Yeah, you know. Thanks for letting me know. Kenton? Boy.
So, did you go to the park in the end?
We did. And Jake threw Mega Stick about a million times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I've only got one prawn cocktail.
I want it.
So you're going to have to share.
All right, otherwise there won't be any.
There you go. So you had a nice time then?
Well, I suppose. I don't know about them, but I'm exhausted. I did have a think about my dad's birthday, though.
Oh, yeah, any ideas?
Well, I wondered about a day at the races. You know, maybe at Felpisham. Well, they ought to have at least one fixture that week. And it's something my dad really loves to do.
Sure.
Well, he never gets the chance, though. Closest he normally gets is the telly and the bookies. So, what do you reckon?
I think it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah? Well, I'm a bit worried what Mum might think. She's not exactly keen on him gambling.
Yeah, it's a special occasion, though.
Well, still.
And it doesn't have to be his own money. I mean, we could give him a bit, couldn't we?
Oh, I guess.
In fact, maybe we could all club together, the whole family.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, instead of a present.
Well, that would be good. He's always a nightmare to buy for.
Exactly.
Oh, and I can get him another Bonnie Tyler CD. Hey, Mia, what did Mummy say about the crisps?
So, who do you think could come along? I mean, all of the family, obviously.
Yeah, you know, us, Mum, Grandad.
Who else do you think your dad would like to be there?
Well, whoever he wants, I suppose. It don't really matter.
So you don't want him to be a surprise, then?
Nah. Well, I mean, he'll have to take a day off work anyway.
Oh, yeah. Or at least then he can look forward to it, can't he? Good thinking, Will.
Well, like I say, we still need to check it with Mum.
Well, she's going to love it. Anything that means she doesn't have to arrange anything.
Oh, Jake, Mia, look what you've done.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Well, they're all over the floor now. Well, that's what happens when you can't share.
Oh, never mind, it's my fault. Look, I'll go and see if I can find another packet, yeah?
Well, you can't eat them now. Oh, come on. You need to clear that mess up.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. Oh, what are you getting upset for? We're only a night out. It don't matter. Oh, pull yourself together.
Oh,
Nick.
Jolene, sorry. I didn't mean to, were you?
No. Oh, I was just talking to myself. I seem to do it more and more these days.
Me too. Won't tell anybody, except myself. Oh, I spoke too soon about those crisps.
Sorry?
Oh, Jake and Mia. Oh, honestly, they have everything exactly the same. Is that box of prawn cocktail out here somewhere?
What are you looking for?
I was going to get them another packet.
Oh, right.
Are you okay, Jolene?
Yeah, fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. You just
see... No, I'm okay, Nick.
Because if you need a break, Will's going to take the kids home in 5 minutes anyway.
No.
I can look after things for a while.
Really? Thanks. But you know what this place is like. Everything will just be waiting for me when I come back downstairs.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, what's the point? I just need to crack on.
Oh, come on, Brian. Where are you? Answer your phone. You must have got there by now.
Jenny, it's you.
Oh, Brian, is everything all right?
Yes, yeah. Sorry, darling. I thought you were Lillian again.
Lillian?
I'm supposed to be downstairs in the restaurant.
I thought you were eating with Debbie tonight.
We were, but then your sister got to her. And Debbie, being a much nicer person than I,
she invited
them along. So now it's dinner for four.
Well, I won't hold you up then.
Please, don't mind me.
I just wanted to check you'd got there safely.
Yeah, it was a very smooth trip.
And the hotel's nice, is it?
It's fine. I'm sitting here with a lovely view across to the exhibition centre.
Good. And is Debbie looking well?
Very, yeah. Yeah, we did manage to have a quick drink together when I arrived. Mm-mm. She wanted to know how Elizabeth and the twins were doing.
Oh, did she?
Apparently she's been calling them pretty much every week.
Yes, I know she said you'd been in touch.
Oh, I hadn't realised. I mean, to be honest, I think she's been feeling a bit far from home. You know, not being around to support her.
Well, of course.
I told her there's no need to worry. The family are all rallying round.
Yes, but still, it was such a terrible shock. I mean, she's bound to feel a long way away.
Oh.
What's that?
It's the landline.
Oh.
Honestly, no prizes for guessing who that'll be.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, who else is it going to be?
Well, when were you meant to be down for dinner?
I don't know. 15-20 minutes ago?
Oh, Brian. No wonder Lillian's been calling.
I needed time to prepare myself.
Well, I'll let you go and... Do try and enjoy yourself, darling. You are in Paris.
Don't remind me. Just one evening's peace. That's all I wanted. How do Matt and Lillian manage to stick their beaks into everything?
No, I'll come over and put General in the trailer in the morning.
Tomorrow?
That's right, but it'll be really early. There's no need for you to get up for that, Elizabeth.
So what do you need me for?
Well, it's just a bit of paperwork to do. The movement form.
Oh, I see.
It needs completing before I can take him up to Scotland.
Right.
I was wondering if now was a good time to pop over? I know you've got the conference starting today.
Yes.
But it'll only take 5 minutes.
David, I'm sorry, I can't think at the moment. The delegates are just about to arrive.
Oh, right.
Roy! Roy, is that someone now?
Well, in that case, I'll leave you to it.
David, sorry, hello?
Well, I was just saying, I'll let you go.
Oh, thanks. I'm just a bit...
No, I know, it's all right. Perhaps I can come over later?
Yeah.
It really won't take a moment.
Oh, all right, bye.
Bye, Elizabeth. Okay, then. Hey! Careful, Josh.
Sorry.
What are you doing? You could have hit one of the lambs.
It wasn't on purpose.
I know. There, I'll reach it.
Thanks.
Do you need something to do?
What do you mean?
I'll take that as a yes. Come on, put the football away. You can give me a hand in the lambing shed.
Can you see him, Matt?
Oh.
Well, who do you think? Brian, of course. As soon as you pin him down, he manages to disappear off again.
You'd think he didn't want to spend time with us.
Was it the irrigation stand he said he was looking at?
I don't know, Lillian.
Oh.
I was interested in what Debbie was saying over dinner last night.
Hmm?
You know, about the estate and new wheat and oilseed rape varieties.
What are you talking about? You weren't interested at all. Really doing it to wind Brian up.
No.
The estate's none of your business anymore.
So, I was only sharing my thoughts. I like to hear what's happening in my old empire.
There he is. Brian, over here.
Can he hear you?
Brian!
Maybe you should try it in French.
Here he comes.
Oh,
we didn't know where you got to.
Sorry, but there's so many people I couldn't see you.
No, we hadn't moved.
Oh, well, never mind. You spotted me now.
Are you spoken to Debbie?
Yeah. She's over in the next hall looking at seed drills. I thought I might go and join her.
Aren't we going to look at equipment for the market?
Yeah, well, we could.
That is why me and Lillian are here, after all.
But we got plenty of time, haven't we?
Well, still no point in wasting it.
Well, no, I mean, if you want to go and have a look.
And we don't need a seed drill, do we?
So
while Debbie's busy doing that, the three of us might as well get on with the business in hand.
Ah, well, that certainly sounds like a plan.
Don't you reckon, Brian?
I suppose it makes sense.
Good. Well, you lead the way. We don't want to lose you again.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Just like to say, welcome.
How's
to
it going?
Lord Locksley.
Fine.
It's great to see you've all managed to make it.
They've started the introductory speeches now.
Oh, good. So that's everyone?
Yeah, pretty much. I know they're expecting some latecomers.
Really? Are we going to be able to fit them in?
No problem. I've reserved a few seats at the back.
And what about the rooms that are being used for the breakout groups?
They're all ready, Elizabeth.
But they're cordoned off. Because one of the agency staff, she forgot to put the rope back across the door to the blue sitting room. We really must make sure the public don't accidentally walk into the wrong areas.
Although they'll probably figure it out when they hear people talking about pension options instead of the portraits.
Roy, don't joke. There's so much that could go wrong today.
I know, but it's all in hand. See, I've been liaising with the conference organisers. Everyone knows what they're doing, where they need to be, and what time things are happening.
All right.
And if there are any issues, I'm here to sort them out. You don't have to worry.
No, I know. I didn't...
In fact, if you've got anything else you need to do, you might as well get on with it.
Oh, well...
Honestly, Elizabeth, I can handle things here.
But that's the point. All the equipment these guys make is from prime quality galvanised steel.
And that's what we're looking at now?
Yes. I mean, there's absolutely no point in scrimping on materials at this stage.
No.
You're only going to end up paying for it in the long run.
Yeah, agreed, Brian. We don't want it looking like the old market in a couple of years' time.
Precisely.
Well, they can't be the only company that uses high-quality steel, though.
No, but they do have a lot of experience designing new markets.
And how vital is that?
How vital?
Well, she's just asking the question, Brian. A lot of this stuff, the races, the crushes, plenty of companies can supply us with that.
Yeah, but we're buying a complete system. It all needs to be integrated with the highest levels of animal welfare and biosecurity.
Right.
That's the absolute top priority in this day and age. And a company like this, with years of experience, they'll be able to design that into the layout.
Okay, yeah, that all seems to make sense. You have your push cap?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we need to do a comparison on price.
Well, of course.
But no, I mean, they certainly seem like a company we should be looking at.
Good. I'm glad you think so.
Right. Well, then shall we...
Aren't we going to speak to the rep?
Well, you don't need us for that, do you?
Eh?
Well, now we're in agreement, there's no need for all three of us to do the small talk.
Well, no.
Well, I'm sure you can manage that for us.
Besides, we need to find somewhere for lunch.
Okay, well, the food's pretty good for an exhibition centre.
No, I meant back in the city centre. I want to see some of Paris while we're here.
Oh, right.
We might even find time to do a little shopping.
If that's all right with you, Brian.
Yes, of course, yeah. Be my guest, do what you want.
Thought you might say that.
Well, we'll see you later then.
Fine, have a lovely time.
We will. You can report back to us later.
That's fine, Josh, you're doing well. Can you feel the other leg?
Yeah.
You got it?
I've got it. I'm doing the same as I did before.
Good lad. Nice and gentle. Just ease it back into the birth canal.
Done it.
Yeah? Can you see the feet? Ah! Excellent. So, you should be able to deliver the lamb now.
Can you do it?
No, you're doing fine. You've delivered one before.
I know, but...
Just make sure you do it all in one go, all right? Come on, that's it. Come on, be confident. She'll help you.
It's coming.
And it's breached, so the cord's going to break early. Keep going. Go.
Oh.
Well done. Right, and clear the mouth quickly. Yeah, let me. That's it.
Is it okay? Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's fine. Look at that. Perfect job.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Now, When I'm up in Scotland tomorrow and Wednesday, if there are any other malpresentations, you can help Bert or Eddie, all right?
Sure.
Good lad. Because just between you and me, your mum's not too happy about me going away, so you're going to have to be the man of the farm, all right? Who am I standing?
That's cool. I can do that.
Great. Right then, how's she looking? Yeah, she'll be on her feet in no time. We'll finish up here and then I need to go and see her Aunt Elizabeth.
That was actually pretty easy.
Exactly, piece of cake. Let's let her mum have a look at her. Right.
That's what they said.
Really?
Yeah, apparently last year that conference was a disaster. No communication, the things they asked for never turned up.
Oh dear.
But coming here, they say everything's been perfect. It's all exactly as they planned.
That's wonderful, Roy.
They haven't had to worry about a thing.
So what's happening now?
Well, they're in their groups until lunchtime. I'm just about to check that the ballroom's been set up properly for the buffet.
Great. Oh, well done. You're being such a fantastic help.
It's my pleasure.
No, really, Roy. Thank you. I don't know how I would have managed without you.
Well, there's no need. That's why Caroline sent me.
No, I know, but...
Seriously, Elizabeth, you don't have to say thank you. You're more than welcome.
Well, all right then.
Well, I better get on.
Yeah. And you're sure you don't need me for anything?
No, no, no. You stay there. I'll let you know if there are any problems.
Roy, sorry. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Well, that could have been our first disaster of the day.
I'm not disturbing anything, am I?
No. Just let Roy out the door before you do him any damage.
Right, sorry.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay, Roy.
See ya. Oh. So, how's the conference going?
Great, I think.
You think?
Well, Roy's been dealing with most of it. He's been incredible.
Oh, good.
I've been able to sit up here and get on with the paperwork.
Well, in that case, you won't mind a bit more.
Yes, of course. General Custard, going all the way to Scotland.
Yeah. You're not having second thoughts, are you?
No. I know he's going to a good home, and these are the decisions that need to be made.
Yeah.
Now, I just hope you have a good trip.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
So, what do I need to sign?
Ah. Now that's what I call a view. Isn't it spectacular? Matt?
Yes, Puss, I can see.
The roof of the Opera House, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I'm just relieved we got up here. I didn't think we were ever going to get past all the shops.
Stop complaining.
What?
You could still be with Brian, stuck inside a giant shed staring at cattle runs and feeding trough.
Well, that's true.
I think you'll agree this is better.
Champagne, madame?
Oh, oui, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, I thought it was a very useful morning, though.
Merci, Tigre.
Say what you want about that stuff. When we're finished, we're going to have one of the best, most up-to-date livestock markets in the country.
No, I know.
Now, you had to give it to Brian. He had the vision with this one.
And so did you.
Huh?
You had the foresight to buy that strip of land. Where would we be if you hadn't?
Not sipping champagne overlooking that, what did you call that place again?
The Opera House.
Right, yeah, that one.
Seriously though, Matt, what you've done this past year is remarkable. And when I think about what you've had to go through in prison and how far you've come...
Yeah, okay.
It would have finished any other man.
Well, let's not think about it then, eh?
Honestly though, I couldn't have dared hope we'd be in this position now.
Yeah, well...
And I know we're not out of the woods yet.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, obviously, all being well, the market development will be a success, but I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
I know it could be in better shape.
Well, don't you worry about that. I've got a feeling something's going to come along pretty soon.
Oh? What kind of feeling?
Just the kind of feeling that served me very well for the last 40 years.
You've got your eye on something, haven't you?
Ooh, I've always got my eye on lots of things.
Matt?
Come on, let's not talk about that now. You're right, we should be enjoying the moment.
Here's to you and overcoming impossible odds.
And here's to you for saying yes.
To what?
To being my business partner. Couldn't have done this without you.
Tiger.
I hope you're glad you stuck with me.
Always. You're a team, aren't we?
We are indeed. To the two of us, then.
Yeah. And even greater success in the future.
To the two of us.
Hello, my darling.
Look, Henry, it's Jolene.
Oh, you having a nice day out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can see. Oh, that's a beautiful smile.
We managed to catch Kirsty while she's still on her lunch break.
Oh, right.
So we went for a quick bite at Jack's. Said hello to Uncle Kenton.
Oh, is he working today?
Yeah. Oh, you should pop in if you've not eaten. They've got a great vegetable chowder.
No, I can't. Not today.
So what are you in town for?
Isn't that? Oh, I need to do some shopping.
Yeah, me too. Heading up to the parade.
I'm in a bit of a rush, actually.
Oh, God, no, I didn't mean that. You get on.
Afternoon.
Hi, Tony. Hi.
We might bump into each other later.
Yeah, maybe.
How are you?
Oh, you know, I was just saying to Helen, I really need to get on.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Don't let me hold you up.
Thanks, bye then.
Bye.
See you, gorgeous.
Oh, look at you, little terror. Stop trying to take your hat off.
And, what are you doing here?
It's nice to see Grandad too, isn't it?
I hope you're not keeping an eye on the shop. I've told you.
Yes, Dad.
Kirsty and Anya are managing perfectly well.
I know.
Just because you're allowed to drive again.
I've hardly been in the shop.
Really?
Honestly. So, what are you delivering today? From what I could see, we're a bit low on spinach.
Hello.
I'm joking. Actually, I've just come into town to buy a few things for Henry.
Oh, right.
So, if you don't need any help...
No, I really don't.
Good. We'll leave you to it, then.
Come on in. Take a seat.
Thanks, Peter.
Excuse me and my sniffing. I'm still trying to get over a cold.
It's here. Yeah, there does seem to be a lot of it about.
Anyway, how are you? It's been a while since we've had a chat about your finances.
Yeah.
How was Christmas? Did it go okay?
It's fine, I suppose.
That's good.
Peter, the reason I need to talk to you is, I'm thinking about selling my shares in the pub.
Oh, right.
Someone's approached me, you see. Well, it's Lillian's partner, actually.
Lillian?
Yeah, Bellamy, the co-owner. They want to turn the bull into flats.
I see. Well, that's a shame. Not that it's a complete surprise.
No?
No. I mean, I can understand after what you've been through this last year. And if there's an offer on the table...
Well, we haven't mentioned any figures yet. That's what I'm here today for, really. I need to know what it's all worth.
Of course.
And if there's any goodwill left in the business that might be of value?
Well, I don't need to tell you it's not exactly the best time to be selling a pub.
No. No,
not with so many closing. You and Sid did have a valuation done a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah. It was about $500,000 then.
Well, it definitely won't be worth that now.
How much do you reckon?
I'm not sure. Maybe something closer to $450,000. That's really only a guess, though.
So I'd get $225,000.
Possibly.
Yeah, minus what needs to go into trust for Jamie... Of course, me and Fallon, I'd have to find somewhere to live. It's not exactly much for almost 40 years of Sid's life now, is it?
I'm sorry, Jolene.
Oh, I know.
It's a difficult time to be selling. Let me look into it for you, though, eh?
Hang on, Dad. This afternoon you were telling me I mustn't have anything to do with the shop.
Yeah, I know.
And now you want me to start thinking about cropping programmes?
Well, we do need to make a plan for next season.
Sweetheart, just let me do your poppers up.
I can do most of it.
Stop wriggling.
But you know what sells best.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't think about it now. I'm just absolutely bushed.
Okay.
Oh, my brain's just not functioning. Henry!
Yeah, let me do it.
Huh?
You sit down. I'll put his top on.
Oh, thanks.
Right, come on, Henry. Come to Grandad.
I really enjoyed today, but I shouldn't have stayed in town for so long. Not when I was up half the night.
Good boy.
Oh, so much for sticking to a routine, eh?
No, I'll tell you what. If I write up the cropping plan, then you can give it a quick once-over. Most of it will be the same as last year anyway. Mind you, I thought perhaps we might try some Romanesco for a change. You know, something more eye-catching. That's what people seem to want. Oh, and we could probably do with planting some more chard. Helen?
Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Go to bed.
Hey?
I can look after Henry for a while.
Are you sure? Won't Mum be expecting you back?
No, she won't mind. And you could clearly do with the sleep.
Well, it's that time of year, isn't it?
No, I know.
Well, I'm sure things will start to pick up soon.
Well, we'll see. Hey, that glass dead, Eddie?
Yeah, thanks, Jolene.
Right, no problem.
Hey, you'd always have us to keep the beer flowing.
So, can I get you another one, Mike?
Well, you sure?
Yeah, of course. One good thing about David being up in Scotland, I've picked up a few more shifts.
Are you milking this afternoon, then?
Yeah, and I'm back in the lambing shed tonight.
Oh, blimey, Eddie, when are you sleeping?
Oh, I'll probably head home after this.
Fair dues.
Oh, don't let me forget to tell you about my birthday, though.
Oh?
Yeah, I've got big plans, and you're invited.
Oh, am I indeed?
Evening.
Oh, are you there, Tony?
Hey, look who it is.
Keep your voices down. I'm hoping you might drop off to sleep.
Eh, really? You're looking wide awake to me, eh?
Ellen not with you, Tony?
No, she's having a rest.
Oh.
So you thought you'd escape down the pub with Grandpa?
Well, we didn't want to disturb her. Can I get you both a drink?
No, don't be daft.
Hey, we need to wet the baby's head.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to the bar anyway.
No, really, I'd like to get this one.
Yeah, but...
Honestly, Eddie, sit down.
Well, as long as you're sure.
Yes, I am.
You might as well leave Henry here with us, then.
Yeah, pass him over. You need your hands free to carry the drinks.
Right, well, OK, then. Leave him in the car seat, though.
Aye, don't worry, Grandad. We know what we're doing.
Yes, all right. Back in a bit.
Hello there, Henry. Hey, do you know who we are?
Now, I'm your Uncle Mike, and this is your Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, there's no need to look so worried. You're only in the bull.
You'll be spending lots of time here in the future.
You will. What do you think about that, eh?
3 pints of Shires, please, Jolene.
No problem. It were lovely to see Helen today. She looked really well.
You think so? Oh, she's pretty tired.
Well, she's bound to be, isn't she? She's got that lovely glow about her.
Yeah, I suppose.
I reckon it's rubbing off on you and all.
Sorry?
Oh, you're looking well too.
Oh, well, thank you. The holiday's probably got a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah. How was Salzburg?
Oh, wonderful. Freezing, but beautiful.
Of course, Lillian's in Paris, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. And Tom and Brenda are off to Berlin at the end of the week, you know, to celebrate their joint 30th.
Right.
It's hard to keep any of us in the country at the moment.
I don't suppose you know when Lillian will be back, do you, Tony?
Sorry, couldn't say. I could ask Jennifer.
No.
She'd be able to tell you.
Oh, don't worry, I was just wondering. Like you say, it's hard to keep track.
Oh, well, it's unusual for us to go away. It was great, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, you should try and get away.
Me?
Yes. I bet you wouldn't mind escaping this place for a while.
Oh, no. There's an idea.
What's that you're looking at, Henry? Oh, you see the beer, Matt?
So what do you reckon?
Yeah, pretty colours, eh? Lovely.
You think you'll be able to make it?
Yeah, we'd love to. Been ages since I've been to the races.
Me and all. I was right chuffed when William and Nick told me.
They've been scheming that for then.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Look, is that a big ball? Oh, yes, it is.
But they've got it all planned. We're going to hire a minibus, you know, with a driver, so we don't have to worry about spending too much time at the bar.
Sounds like a plan.
And with it being at the race course, I can invite as many people as I want. Neil and Susan are coming, and Buggy. And Jason.
Hey, Tony, have you heard about this?
Yeah, I thought I said to leave Henry in his car seat.
He's all right. You wanted to get out, didn't you, fella, eh?
Right, sir. Here you go.
Hey, listen to this. Eddie's going to Felpisham Races for his 60th birthday.
Mike.
Me and Vicky are going. Who else did you say?
Oh, well, there'll be one or two others.
It'll be a right proper day out.
That's a shame.
Oh?
Well, I won't be able to make it. I can't really have another day off, not having just had a holiday.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll put a bet on for you.
We certainly will.
Well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Oh, aye. You joining in and all?
60, eh?
Yeah, I know.
That'll be all three of us then.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I still don't feel a day over 25.
You must be joking. Well,
all right, maybe more than a day. Seriously, fellas, here we still are, sat round a table in the bull, just like when we were young whippersnappers.
And now it's this one's turn.
Ah, well, that's the one good thing to be said about getting old.
Grandchildren.
Exactly. You've got a special one there, Tony.
Oh, he's an absolute smasher.
You should be proud.
Ah, thank you. Obviously, I already thought that, but no, that means a lot.
This is stupid. We need to give you a proper toast. Here, Eddie, you have little Henry for a while?
No problem.
Now, who's for a whiskey chaser?
Now, don't make a noise. We don't want to wake Mummy.
Dad?
Quiet now.
Dad, is that you? What are you doing?
Oh, it's all right, love. Don't worry. Just go back to sleep.
What's happening?
Where
on earth have you been?
Well, I just nipped out for a bit. Would you like a drink? I'm going to put the kettle on.
Out?
Yes. Henry was crying and you needed your sleep. I didn't want him to wake you.
You haven't been to the pub, have you?
Well, I might have dropped in.
Dad?
Well, don't worry. Henry was fine.
But how long were you there?
Oh, not long.
I've been asleep for 3 hours.
Oh, all right. Maybe longer than I expected. But everyone loves seeing you. He's such a friendly little chap. He was chuckling away, smiling at everybody. And I made sure he was wrapped up nice and warm. Nothing was going to happen to him.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm sorry, love. I hope you don't mind.
Mind? No. No, of course not.
Really?
No. I'm pleased you had a nice time.
Oh, good.
Dad. Just ask me first next time, eh?
So who's in the lambing shed now?
Pitt. She and Josh took over from Bert about half an hour ago.
So Eddie hasn't been in at all today?
Well, he was here until breakfast. He looked practically dead on his feet. Apparently he'd been down the pub with Mike and Tony all evening.
Oh, I see.
But all the shifts are covered.
No, I know.
Well, I don't know why you're worrying about it.
I'm not. I just wondered. So it's going okay, then?
Yeah, David. Fine.
Good.
More importantly, what about you? Where are you?
It's been really slow progress so far. I'm at a truck stop near Warrington.
Warrington?
I know. I was hoping to make up some time once I got south of Glasgow.
Right.
But I'm probably going to hit the rush hour traffic now. I had to stop for a break, though.
Well, look, I need to get on.
Oh.
The cows have got to come in for milking, and I've only just finished on the mixer wagon.
Oh, fair enough.
I'll see you when I see you, I guess.
OK, love. Can't wait to get back.
Yeah.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You weren't on the phone for long.
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's all right. He's having a nice sit down with a cup of tea.
Oh, that's good. It's a long journey. Do you think he'll be back in time to have dinner with us?
I haven't the faintest idea. I thought he was phoning to say he was almost home.
Oh. Well, the cottage pie can always be kept warm for him.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Thanks, Jill.
Don't be silly.
No, really. You've been an absolute godsend.
That's what I'm here for.
Right then.
Now, don't forget your thermos. I filled it with coffee.
Oh, no.
Mum?
Yeah, Pip?
Have you got a minute? There's a problem with one of the ewes.
Oh, what now?
Well, she's having twins.
So? Can't you and Josh deal with it?
Well, we've been trying to sort it, but can you just come and help?
Yeah, okay, I'm coming. Great, that's just what I need.
Brian, is that you?
It's just us.
Oh, Kate. Thought it might be your father.
Oh.
He's meant to be home by now.
Hi, Granny.
Oh, hello, darling.
Well, when was he supposed to be back?
Well, his plane should have landed about 2 hours ago.
Oh. Has something happened?
No, no. Well, at least I hope not.
I'm sure he's fine. You know what airports are like.
Probably had to wait to pick up his luggage.
Maybe.
Or he could just be stuck in traffic.
Yes, I know. Just wish he'd call me if there were a problem.
Have you tried ringing him?
Do you want a drink, Phoebs?
Yes, but he's not answering.
How about a hot chocolate? I need something to warm me up.
Yes, OK.
I'm not used to these English winters anymore.
So, where have you been?
Oh, just into town to do some shopping and then back to the village. Oh, we bumped into Helen, actually.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she seems to be doing really well on her own. It reminded me of when Phoebe was that age. Didn't it, sweetheart?
Yes, Mum, you said.
Just the two of us in the cottage together?
Yes, well...
Oh, you were such a cute baby.
All right.
At least Helen planned it that way.
And what about you, Mum? What have you been up to this afternoon?
Me? Oh, preparing supper and entertaining Rory and answering the phone calls for Adam.
Oh, the usual, then.
Oh, yes, I had an email from Usha. I think I told you she wants to set up a book club in Ambridge.
Have we got any marshmallows?
What? Oh, no, unless you bought some more.
Well, perhaps Rory finished them.
But she wants my advice about which books we should pick.
Oh, she's asking the right person there. The rate you devour novels.
That's why I'm so keen on the idea. Oh, it'd be lovely to have other people to share the interest. Mm. I just hope she can drum up enough support to make it worthwhile. Apparently Jim's already said that he'd join.
Oh, can you get me a teaspoon, please, Phoebs?
Where on earth has Brian got to? I'll go and try his phone again.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine, Mum.
Do you think Grandad's okay?
Yeah, of course. Granny just enjoys fretting.
What if something's happened?
Nothing's happened. The flight's probably just been delayed. It happens all the time.
Really?
Yes.
So what if that happens to me?
You?
When I fly back from Johannesburg... What if my plane's delayed?
Well, it doesn't matter. You'll just have to wait.
But...
Look, come on, have a cookie. We need to start planning what we're going to do when you're out there.
So are you all right to finish off?
Yeah, sure.
They're both looking healthy, but they'll need their navels treatment.
Yeah, fine.
Pip... Well, can you take over, please?
Yes, all right.
Well, put your mobile away. I'm already late for milking.
Mum?
Yeah, what is it?
That was Izzy on the phone. She's going to a party in Hollerton tonight.
So?
So, I was just wondering, do you definitely need me this evening? Izzy can't get there on her own. She needs a lift.
No, Pip. For goodness sake, does it look as if we've got time for you to go off and get drunk with your friends?
I won't get drunk. I'm driving.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Hello. Oh. Sorry.
You forgot to take the thermos.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I'm sorry, Pip.
It's okay.
No, I didn't mean to snap. But I've no idea when your dad's going to be home. We all just have to... buckle down until he's back.
I know, Mum. It's all right.
Maybe if it had been another night.
Really, don't worry about it.
We all know how hard you're working, dear.
It doesn't matter. I'll text Izzy and tell her I can't make it.
No, I'm just relieved you're back. I was beginning to worry.
I'm sorry, darling.
Grandad!
Oh, hello, Phoebe.
So, you're not dead then?
Ah, and it's nice to see you too.
Well, you do know Mum was about to send out a search party, don't you?
I know. I mean, it's been a horrible journey.
Oh. Well, what happened?
What didn't? First of all, I managed to lose my boarding pass.
Oh, Brian.
Well, fortunately, someone handed in at the gate. And then after all the stress of thinking I wouldn't be allowed on the flight, there was a problem with the engines.
While you were flying?
No. We were still on the ground. I mean, everything was fine, apparently, except a warning light on the flight deck wouldn't turn off.
Well, that's hardly reassuring.
No. So we had to wait for that to be fixed, which, of course, meant we lost our space in the queue.
Oh, well, at least you're home now.
Yes, indeed.
Although we've got to go, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I have to take Phoebe home for her tea.
Oh, right. Oh, OK.
But you're coming back tomorrow, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I'll probably see you then.
Back in a little while.
Right. Bye, darlings.
Bye.
But apart from that, it's been a good trip.
Yes, been excellent, actually. We saw some great-looking equipment for the market.
Oh, good.
I've come back laden down with brochures.
Right.
And, of course, it was lovely to see Debbie.
Yes. And what about Matt and Lillian? How are they?
Ah.
Was it everything you feared?
You know, in the end, they weren't that bad.
Well,
I told you.
I got a little tired of being treated like their PA. But in fact, it was quite interesting having so much time to watch them operate.
Oh?
Well, you know I've always been sceptical. I thought it was only a matter of time before one of them throttled the other. But actually, seeing the two of them work together, they make a formidable pair.
Come on, Phoebe. Put your coat on. And Hayley won't be happy with me if you're late back.
Has anything like that ever happened to you?
Sorry?
When you've been on a plane? Sounded really scary.
Oh, no. It was fine. Well, they wouldn't have allowed it to take off if there'd really been a problem.
I know,
now, but... have you got your gloves?
What if there had been, though?
Oh, well, I suppose Grandad would have had to catch another flight, wouldn't he? But he didn't. He's back safely.
Mum.
What?
Are you sure you can't fly back with me from South Africa?
Phoebe.
Please.
I can't. I told you, I need to spend time with Nolly and Sipol.
You'll have been there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, after not seeing them for 3 months.
I know, but...
I can't be with you all the time. And besides, you've flown out to South Africa once before. And you're flying with me on the way there. It's not as if it'll be the first time you've ever done it.
We'll be on my own.
Exactly. Just think how grown up you'll feel. What an adventure. I would have loved to have done something like that when I was your age.
Maybe.
And loads of kids do it. Oh, you'll be really independent travelling all that way on your own. Now, come on. There's no point worrying about South Africa. I'm the one who's going to be in trouble if I don't get you home in time for tea.
Josh, Ben, at least clear your plates away before you leave the table.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry, Jill.
I'll do it.
Oh, no, Gran, let me.
That really was delicious, though.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's just a shame we had to leave some for David.
Oh, yeah, well, why should he get any anyway? We're the ones who've been working hard.
Now, don't be mean. Your father's had a very long drive.
Driving's great. All he's done is sit down all day.
I'd like to hear you tell him that.
No, but we have made a good team.
Rosa, will you pass me the sauce bottle? I'll put it away.
I really wouldn't have been able to manage without you.
Thanks.
So, Jill, what are your plans for tomorrow, once you've been freed from this place?
I go over to Laurel Oxley. Shula's going to take me.
Right.
Which reminds me, did I tell you that Bunty called?
No.
She wanted to thank me for her birthday card. Shula and Alistair went to visit them last weekend, you see.
Oh, right. I hadn't realised.
She doesn't change. Couldn't stop talking about how much Daniel's growing up to look like Mark.
Really?
I suppose she's right.
I've always thought he took after Shula.
David!
Evening all!
Finally!
You're back! What a journey you've had!
Oh, don't. If I never have to see a motorway again, I'll be a happy man. Hello, love.
Hi.
Well, come on. Sit down. There's cottage pie in the oven.
Oh, wonderful. Have we got any beer in?
Mum?
Yeah, what is it?
Now that Dad's back, do you still need me in the lambing shed?
Pip.
Because it's not too late for me to go to that party.
Well, that's nice. And I thought you might be pleased just to have me home.
I am.
I don't think so, pet. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Just give me time to have something to eat and then I'll get out to the shed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
There we are, David.
Ooh.
Watch the plate. It's very hot.
Oh, thanks, Mum. This looks fantastic.
If you don't mind, I'll just go and check on the boys.
If Josh is hogging the computer games again, tell him he's in trouble.
Oh, lovely. So, how's it been? Have you got on okay?
It's not been too bad. It's been great, and Jill, of course.
Right.
And with Bert and Eddie's help, we've all pulled together.
That's good.
Well, we've coped at least, just about.
Well, I'll be around for the rest of the week now.
Oh?
I promise. Now that the bull is safely rehomed and the rare breeds are sorted out...
I will see.
No. Honestly, the farm is going to have my undivided attention.
Really, David?
Absolutely. Starting tonight.
Well, I hope so, because I'm not going through these last 2 days again any time soon.
Wouldn't you like to know? I've got my spies.
Yeah, haven't you just?
You know, Helen... Your father told me he was at your flat.
Yeah, and I was, when you called.
I'd no idea he'd taken Henry to the bull.
Look, he was always perfectly safe. I never took my eyes off him.
What, even when Eddie was showing him how to play darts?
Well, that was only for a moment. Oh, for goodness sake. I wasn't going to let anything happen to him.
I know, Dad. I'm only teasing. Well, he must have enjoyed himself. He almost slept through the entire night.
Oh, there you are, you see.
Hey, didn't you, sweetie pie?
Well, thanks for popping in, Helen. You know you can always stay for lunch.
Oh, no.
Well, you're not going, are you?
Yeah, I only really came over to catch Tom. I wanted to wish him happy birthday before he heads off to Berlin.
Well, at least I have something to eat.
No, I'll make something back at the flat.
Oh, don't be daft.
Tony, I've tried.
Oh, but I've only just got in.
Really? It's time. This little one was going down for a sleep anyway.
Oh, but surely...
Well, I could probably do with one as well. So...
All right, love. Take care.
I will. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye, Henry.
Bye.
Right. Well, there's soup in the pan if you want it.
Sorry?
Soup?
Oh, yes, please.
You all right?
Mm-hmm. I just don't see why she couldn't stay.
I know. It's lovely having little Henry about.
Wouldn't it be easier if she moved back in?
Tea's up.
Sorry, what's that?
I brought you a cuppa.
Oh. Oh, thanks, love. Perfect timing.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. That weak male from this morning, he'll have to be bottle fed.
Oh, right.
But, no, it's going pretty well. I'll get on and do some tail ringing in a minute.
Fine.
So what about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty much on top of everything. At least we don't need to straw down the shed anymore.
Are you sure that you're happy for the cows to stay out from now
on? Oh, I think so. I've checked the grass.
Oh, great.
And you're happy to carry on in here, are you? You don't need me to get Pip?
No, I told you, I'm fine. For the rest of this week, my place is on the farm.
Okay.
And as soon as lambing tails off, I promise I will do some extra milking so you can have a rest.
That would be wonderful. Oh, it's so much easier having you around.
I know.
Well, in that case, I'll leave you to it.
No worries.
Might even stop and have a cup of tea myself.
You didn't have to do that, Mum.
Well, I couldn't have Henry going without his floppy bunny, now could I?
I'd even noticed I'd dropped him.
Who's that, Henry?
You could have easily picked it up next time I came over.
Well, I'm here now, aren't I?
Yes.
You are.
Thanks. Sorry.
Were you sleeping?
No, just dozing. Oh, Gina, what's all that about? Are you ready for a change?
I'll do it.
No, no, Mum, it's fine, I'll do it.
Helen.
What?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Helen, are you sure you're happy here on your own?
Happy?
Well, Dad and I were talking. Seems a bit silly, you struggling away over here.
Not struggling.
Well, no, but it would still be a lot easier if you were back with us.
Mum, what are you talking about? You've got the farm to run.
Oh, we've still got time to help with Henry.
Oh, okay.
There's no point cutting off your nose to spite your face.
And I'm not. Look, I might be a bit tired, but really, I've never been happier. I'm loving it. It's just me and Henry. And
I know, but...
It's not as though I'm stopping you from visiting. Even if Dad does take Henry drinking with him.
Yes, but you're still here on your own, though.
Honestly, Mum, I've had to start ignoring the doorbell so many people keep calling. Oh. And besides... There's no point all of us losing sleep, is there?
I'm just saying we wouldn't mind.
Look, I know you and Dad worry about me, but you don't have to anymore. Henry and I are perfectly fine.
So you're finished for the day?
No, not yet. I still need to wash down the parlour. The cows are back in the field, though.
Well, I've scraped down the yard.
Thanks. So, where are you off to now? Are you going to see Elizabeth?
Yeah. Look, I won't be long. I just want to see how she's been getting on. And she'll want to hear how things went in Scotland.
Well, fair enough.
Is that okay?
Of course, David. It's fine.
Well, it'll only be an hour or so.
I'll see you later, then.
All right. Ruth, wait, come here.
What is it?
Nothing. I just want to give you a hug.
Oh.
Thank you so much. I know I haven't said that enough recently.
David.
But I really do appreciate everything you've been doing, and I know Elizabeth does too.
That's okay. I know you need to help your sister.
Yeah.
But, David... Look.
What?
I don't want to sound as if I'm nagging. And I'm honestly not expecting Elizabeth to be able to stand on her own 2 feet. But, is there any way you could talk to her again about getting a manager? Or even just someone to cover the jobs that you are doing. It's made such a difference having you here all day.
I know.
We really can't carry on like this indefinitely. At some point, you're going to have to pull away.
No, I know, Ruth, and you're right. This might be a good time anyway.
Oh?
Well, she was on quite good form when I saw her on Monday, especially considering how busy she was with the conference. You know, perhaps it's something she will be able to think about.
So you'll talk to her then?
Yeah.
This evening?
Yeah, all right, this evening. I'll see what I can do.
Tony? Tony?
Oh, hi, love.
What are you doing?
Sorry, just replying to a text.
Ah.
This phone, it's so fiddly.
So who's it from?
Hmm? Oh, Tom.
Have they got there?
Oh, what's it doing now?
Tony?
Yes. Apparently they're in a taxi driving past the Reichstag.
Really? That's wonderful.
Oh, good, it's sent. Although they've probably charged me £5 for the privilege.
Well, it's nice to know they've arrived safely. So, have you finished in the parlour?
Yeah, all done.
Good. I've been over to see Helen, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I mentioned the idea of her moving back in.
And? What'd she say?
That there's no need.
Ah, well, did you try to persuade her?
Of course I did. I told her everything you said, that we really want to be able to help, that she'd find things so much easier if she was here with us on the farm.
But she wants to do it her own way.
She's perfectly happy looking after Henry in the flat.
Oh, dear.
You're disappointed.
Well, it's not about me, Pat. It's just...
I know.
Why does she always have to take everything on herself? I know she made a decision to have a baby on her own, but that doesn't mean she can't accept our help.
Of course it doesn't.
And, oh, come on, be better for Henry. He doesn't just want to be looked after by a tired mother. He needs lots of people around him.
True.
And we are his only grandparents. That makes us doubly important.
Tony, I agree.
Oh, right.
But the way things are now, I'm just saying, Helen's going to need a lot more persuading.
Okay.
In the meantime, we've got a busy few days ahead of us ourselves. Can't remember the last time we had to run the farm without Tom or Helen.
Well, maybe she'll think twice when she's been in the flat a little longer.
Maybe. Now, come on, let's go inside. It's just going to be us until Tom gets back on Monday.
Yep.
Cold ham all right for you? There should be enough for the two of us.
Hello?
Oh, David.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, come in.
I did try your mobile.
Did you? Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Kenton said you were around.
How are you? How was Scotland?
Well, it was good. I don't think I'd taken in quite how far it was, but... No, I was really pleased when I got there. It's an absolutely stunning estate.
Good.
And the owner, Ewan, he is so passionate about his rare breeds. He and Nigel would have got on like a house on fire.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I could not have hoped for a better place for General.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. So, how have you been getting on? Did everything go off all right?
Sorry.
With the conference?
Oh, yes, it went really well, thanks. Roy was a fantastic help.
Oh, good, I'm pleased.
Yeah, it's just a relief to have it out of the way, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine. Listen, Elizabeth, I was hoping you might have time for a quick word. It's about the amount of work I'm doing. Now, please, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You know that I am always around to help.
What?
Well, I've been thinking. We've got through the annual review now. The vineyard's taken care of, and I think that Red should be able to handle the rare breeds now he's got help.
No, that's great, David. You're doing a brilliant job.
No, but that's the point, though, Elizabeth. I really need to start paying more attention to the farm. It's not fair on Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you OK?
I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
No, nothing.
Come Come on, what is it? What's happened?
David.
Elizabeth?
Have you received your letter from the coroner yet?
Letter?
Yeah, mine arrived this morning.
No. No, I haven't had anything. Why, what does it say?
Well, here, have a look. It's about the inquest. It just wants to know what dates I'll be available.
Oh, right, I see.
It came as a bit of a shock.
Yeah. Gosh, that came through faster than I was expecting. There must be one like it in the post for me.
I know it's silly. Mm. It's only a letter, but there was something about seeing Nigel's name there in cold, hard print.
Oh, listen.
Like you say, though, I mean, we knew it was coming.
No, but come here, come here. I'm sorry. You silly thing, you should have called me.
What would have been the point?
Well, even so.
I haven't been able to keep my mind on anything else all day.
Of course you haven't.
Oh, this is stupid. I need to find the children. Bless them, they've been working so hard for their exams next week.
Yeah, sure.
And I've been stuck in this office.
Yeah.
David, I'm sorry. What did you want to talk about?
No. Doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it can wait. We'll talk about it another time.
All right, if you say so.
No, I do. It's really not that important.
Oh, Lillian, that does sound wonderful.
Mm, it really was.
Paris. I just love it. Don't I, Ed?
It's all them waiters.
Ah.
You can't keep her eyes off
me. No, I like the food and the buildings and the...
The je ne sais quoi.
Exactly.
Although a good-looking waiter doesn't hurt.
Well, you rode, what were you doing wafting up the Champs-Élysées? I thought you and Matt were there for the big agriculture show.
Yeah, but we didn't need to be there all the time. Besides, I couldn't go all the way to Paris and not make Matt take me shopping.
No. And that scarf is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Hey, maybe we should do that instead, Eddie, you know, for your birthday.
What, go to Paris?
I'd let you go to the Moulin Rouge.
Nah, I'm happy with Felpisham.
Felpisham? Race course?
Oh,
we're taking Eddie for a day at the horses.
Hey, Lillian, why don't you come along?
I do.
I know how partial you are to a flutter.
Well, you invite any more people, we're going to need a coach, not a minibus.
What are you on about?
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, morning, Lillian.
You only need the minibus for the family.
I weren't sure when to expect you home.
Oh, we got back yesterday afternoon.
Right.
I was just on my way to see you.
Oh.
Just to say hello.
Right. Well, that's good, I suppose. We ought to have a chat.
Absolutely.
Well, as long as you're busy.
No, no, don't mind us. We need to get home for dinner anyway.
Oh, in that case, shall we?
Yeah.
Lovely to see you both.
Yeah, you too, Lillian.
Have a think about the Gigi's.
We'll do.
Eddie.
What?
So you had a nice time.
The more the merrier.
No, not that. I've forgotten to get Joey's pipe to back a pop in the shop for me, will you?
Hey?
Oh, go on, it won't take a minute. I'll wait for you in the van.
It's not like I opened it, Mum, but it was lying there next to the ironing.
You still shouldn't have read it, though, Emma. It's private.
It was hard not to.
So what did it say?
It was addressed to David.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go to some kind of investigation.
Investigation?
Yeah. An inquest.
Oh.
Do you know what happens at one of them? Does it mean they think it weren't an accident?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. It's probably just a formality.
Right. Still not very nice, though, is it?
Mm.
Well, the old thing gives me the shivers.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Clary was just in here.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you all right there, Emma? You look as if you've seen a ghost. Oh,
sorry, yeah, I'm fine.
Packet of me dad's usual, please, Susan. Oh, and a happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Clary reminded me. How many years is it now?
27.
All right, Emma, you don't have to say it like that. Oh, I don't know where the time flies.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, that's 8:50.
I was saying to Mike and Tony the other night, I don't feel like I'm almost 60.
Oh, and thanks for inviting us to your birthday. We're so looking forward to it.
Well, we couldn't not have you and Neil there now, could we, eh, Emma?
Sorry?
You are family. And besides, there'll be plenty of folk coming. Mm. I've invited Doug Middleton, you know.
Oh.
And Lenny, my mate, what was on Mastermind.
There you go.
What with them and the fellas from the market, there should be a fair crowd of us.
Well, let's hope it's your lucky day, then.
Well, if any day's going to be, it's about time the old turf accountant came up trumps.
See you, Eddie.
Yeah, bye, Susan. See you, Emma.
Bye.
Oh, 60, my word. Still, that does sound fun, doesn't it?
What does? What were you both on about?
Oh, it is very beguiling.
Sugar.
No, thanks. I was saying to Matt, why don't we just sell up and move there?
Oh, sell up?
Yeah, buy an apartment in Montmartre or overlooking the Seine. Oh, I know it's only a fantasy, but oh, it's nice to dream.
Right, yeah.
The romance even rubbed off on Matt. He wasn't quite so Anglo-Saxon.
Speaking of Matt,
thanks.
That's why I wanted to talk to you. I've been thinking a lot about what he said to me the other week.
What Matt said?
Yeah, about your proposal. I've had a chat with my financial advisor while he was in Paris and, I would be willing to consider selling you my share of the bull.
You would? Right, I see.
Yeah, I know. I can see you're surprised. But you never expected me actually to think about it.
Well, no.
Oh, I mean, the bull. Oh, this puppy don't just mean a lot to me. It means a lot to you and all.
Yes, yeah, of course.
You know, that's why when Matt come over, I thought, well, if Lillian's really thinking about this, then maybe I should too.
Jolene.
No, please, hear me out. Because you're right. It don't matter how many quizzes we run or how many T-shirts we sell. There still ain't enough money coming into the tills.
But look, you've been working so hard, and I don't want you to feel...
Oh, yes, but at the end of the day, it's a business. And it's no good to either of us if it ain't making money. It won't be the first pub to close down. You're better off turning it into flats.
Well, we'll have to see.
Like I say, I ain't made up my mind yet.
No.
But if I am going to sell to anyone, I'd rather it were you. Matt explained to me what your plans were.
Did he now?
Anyway, let's not talk about this anymore. I just thought I'd better let you know where my head was.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave you hanging.
No. Thank you, Jolene. Mm. Look, I'll go back and I'll see what Matt has to say.
Oh, come on, Emma. You're not honestly suggesting Clary and Eddie deliberately forgot to invite you?
No, but...
Oh, well then, I'm sure they didn't mean anything by it.
Well, that's not the point, Mum.
For all you know, they might have spoken to Ed.
Yeah, all right.
And maybe he's forgotten to tell you.
Okay.
So is that it?
Hey?
Are there any more jars left to stack?
No, you're finished.
Oh, good. Oh. If you ask me, Eddie seems to think you knew about the trip to the races anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. They just presume. It's like I'm an afterthought.
Oh, Emma.
Well, it's true. You don't know what it's like. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm part of their family at all.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
I'm just this person who delivers George.
Oh.
Well, Eddie managed to phone you, didn't he? And I bet you Clary's made sure that Nick's going to be there.
If you say so.
She's the first person she'll have invited.
Oh, then talk to Clary about it.
What?
Oh, seriously, Emma. I haven't time to listen to your conspiracy theories. If you're really that upset about it, why don't you go and see what she says?
Well, but
I still think you're reading far too much into it, though.
Matt, I'm serious. Where are you?
I'm up here. What's the matter?
You've really done it now. I mean, for heaven's sake.
Hang on.
How many times? Don't you remember what I told you?
Tell me what? Seriously, Lillian, what are you on about?
I have just had to stand in Jolene's kitchen pretending I knew all about the proposal that you apparently made to her.
Ah, that.
Yes, that. I told you not to take it any further. You know how I feel.
Yeah, look, Lillian.
I have got no intention of closing down the bull.
Yes, I
and
know.
You had no right going behind my back telling Jolene that I did.
And I didn't.
Is that what you were hinting at in Paris?
Look, I just had a quiet word. That's all it was. I didn't make any firm proposals.
Have you any idea how embarrassing that was?
All right.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I was only thinking of Jolene. I mean, I told you how she feels about the business. She's the one who's struggling with it every day.
Well, that's still not an invitation for you to start dripping poison in her ear.
Oh, come on. What? Why should she have to slave away if her heart's not in it anymore? That's hardly fair now, is it?
Fair?
At least I've given her an option. No one else is going to buy her out.
I'll tell you what isn't fair. That's you playing with her emotions.
Oh,
Sid has not even been gone a year, and there you are, setting her off down this path, encouraging her to seriously think about walking away from the only thing that she's got left of him.
So she is thinking about it then? What? I'm only asking.
Yes, yes, she is thinking about it. She's been to see a financial advisor.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
No, it's not, because we are not buying her share.
But if that's what she wants, Puss...
Oh.
Look, all right, maybe I shouldn't have spoken to her without mentioning it to you first. But it's happened now. And if Jolene's actually interested...
You see, really don't listen, do you? Eh? I am not going to be the person held responsible for closing down the village pub, all right? It is where I grew up. It's where I have some of my happiest memories.
Oh, I
can still picture my father standing behind the bar,
laughing with
the customers. Look, not everything is a business opportunity, Matt.
Really?
Just because you haven't got a past that you care about.
No, I'm far too busy worrying about the future. Have you any idea how close Amside is to the edge? You might not have noticed, but we're in a tough market.
Oh, well, that's strange, because according to you a few days ago, everything was fine.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to spoil things.
Don't patronise me.
Then don't be so sentimental. Look, you already own half the ball. We can get the other half for a song.
No.
Take the opportunity now and we can put Amside back on a firm footing.
No, not with a ball.
Ah.
And I am still the director.
Yeah.
But I am getting pretty sick and tired of you not remembering that.
Where are you going?
To make myself a drink.
Look, hang on, Lillian. There's work to be getting on with.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I've contracts I need you to sign.
Oh, well, they'll just have to wait. If you can't work as a team, see how you get on without me.
Oh, don't be silly, Emma. Of course we're expecting you to come.
Excuse me, Eddie.
Oh, you didn't think you weren't invited, did you?
Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
No. We just haven't had a chance to ask. I mean, you haven't brought George over this week, have you?
No.
No, but... and Eddie's been working all hours in the lambing shed.
A bit more mustard, please, love to.
All right. Oh, you weren't honestly upset about it, were you?
No. Well, no, that's not what I meant. It was just a bit funny, I suppose. Well, there I was in the shop and Eddie was telling Mum all about the people you'd invited.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I thought you knew.
No. And I was nodding and smiling, not having the faintest idea what you was going on about.
I just presumed.
I know. It's fine.
Oh, besides, I only found out from William and Nick on Sunday.
Will and Nick?
Yeah, it was their idea. You know, to take me to the races.
Oh, right. I didn't realise.
Nick had got it all worked out, hadn't she, love?
Well...
How we were going to get there, who was going to put in money for the stake.
All right, Eddie. We all threw in ideas.
Oh, no, but she was so excited about it, almost as much as me.
What was that about the stake?
Oh, instead of gifts, we thought we'd all contribute to Eddie's gambling pot.
You don't want a present, then?
Oh, no. What do I need at my time of life? I'll enjoy this a lot more.
We're all supposed to put in the same amount, are we?
Hey?
Whatever you can afford.
Oh, don't worry about that, though. The point is, I get to celebrate with my friends and family around me. That's all I really want for my 60th. I couldn't have come up with anything better.
No, well, that sounds great.
All right, Eddie, be quiet and eat your sandwich.
I can't wait.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.